Bit of an emergency update here, and it doesn't give me any pleasure to have to do this, but I have to do this. There's a problem with the Trucker Convoy leadership, and I want to make something really clear before I start. There's no official leadership of this convoy, but a group has come in and tried to assert itself as being the official leadership. And the group that's doing this is the group that has the $10 million Give, Send, Go account. Okay, it's four people now. They put out a statement yesterday saying that there's four people that are the official spokespeople. So this to me is them trying to grab everything for themselves. And what I want to make really clear is I can separate them from the other group that's out there talking to the media and supporting the truckers and working together to bring the truth to the Canadian people, to restore freedom to the Canadian people. And that is the group that includes Maxim Bernier, Randy Hillier, the scientists and doctors, Roger Hodgkinson, Dr. Alexander, and I hear Dr. Byron Brittle is becoming involved. Bruce Party, the lawyer, truckers themselves, Pastor Henry, Hildebrandt, and others as well. That group, please don't apply anything I'm going to say in this video to that group. They're separate, as far as I know, totally not involved in what I'm about to say, okay? So, there's two groups here. I'm only talking about the people who are running the Give, Send, Go campaign. And I'll name them in a minute. And B, don't give up on this movement because of this. This happens in every movement. A group comes along and tries to subvert, tries to change it up, tries to make it about themselves, etc. Okay? Obviously, this very, very large Canadian workers' uprising, rally, whatever you want to call it, is largely organic, separate from these other people. But unfortunately, I believe they've run a horrible con on everybody. I don't believe they can be trusted. And in this video, I'm going to tell you why. And by the way, I'm not alone. I was pleased to see that Sheila Gunn Reid right away brought a question to this group of people when they announced that there's only going to be four official spokespeople all of a sudden. Sheila Gunn Reid questions one of those people. But okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, I didn't have a lot of time to plan this. And I'm fairly upset also because in trying to do my job, I sent a list of questions to these four official spokespeople via one of them, Tamara Leach. I sent a list of questions to her this morning, and you know what happened? I got reported to Twitter and permanently banned. Okay? And it was for evading a ban. Now, a lot of you know I had a huge Twitter account under Amazing Polly at one time, and then I got banned. And I was just off Twitter for a while, but then I remembered I had started this sort of cheeky account years ago called Lisbeth Croissant. So I went and started using it, mostly because Twitter is a really great place to get up-to-date information. But after a while, I started posting, and it grew and grew. And that's the account with which I spoke to Tamara Lick. I didn't have a single suspicion that she would go so far as to report me for evading a ban because she knew I was Polly. And so instead of answering my questions or just blocking me, she got me banned from Twitter. So there's point one against these people, all right? Let me show you first the letter, the announcement that these people put out last night. Here's Tamara's Twitter account, and here is BJ Dichter's Twitter account. They said yesterday, As our movement continues to capture the heart of Canada and nations worldwide, the Freedom Convoy 2022 would like to clarify any misconceptions that may arise throughout the movement's organic expansion. We are heartened to see so many interest groups, community organizations, and Canadian citizens stepping up to make their voices heard. In the interest of transparency and fairness, it is important to clarify that any and all communications issued on behalf of the Freedom Convoy 2022 movement be traced to reliable and trustworthy sources. Organizers and spokespersons Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, and Benjamin Dichter are happy to welcome Dagny Pawlak in the role of media relations spokesperson to help streamline all media efforts in order to facilitate the dissemination of timely and real information to all media outlets. Our media relations support team of volunteers on the ground is working hard with our authorized spokespersons to keep up with the incredible influx of media requests. We thank you for your patience, and we ask that all interviews and update requests be directed directly at Benjamin Dichter or Dagny Pawlak. We support each and every citizen's right to free speech. We support each and every citizen's right to free speech. Except mine, I guess. They don't like questions. And are happy to see the initiatives taken by the myriad different groups to inform and proliferate Freedom Convoy 2022 news. However, in the interests of transparency, we ask that all media platforms vying for legitimate information direct their inquiries to one of the following authorized spokespersons: Benjamin Dichter, Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, Dagny Pawlak. Thank you for our ongoing support. Thank you for our ongoing support. Yeah, well, that's what they're all about, themselves. All right, so that's just a problem in itself. I just love the language they use as well. But do you remember the press conference I showed you the other day in my video yesterday or the day before? There was a guy speaking. His name was Tom Morazzo. Where's he now? He got ejected? He's not allowed to speak anymore? The bottom line is here, four people have said they're the only ones any press can talk to. And then meanwhile, by the way, they're also refusing to allow CTV in the room, which on one hand I can understand. CTV is terrible. But they're antagonizing the press. I just don't think this is a very good idea. Then again, it is a good idea for people who want to hide what they're up to or don't have a lot of confidence that they can withstand scrutiny. Because I watched the press conference from yesterday that these official spokespeople attended, including BJ Dichter, who did almost all of the talking. And it was very concerning to me. That's something else I'm going to talk about in this video very shortly. But let me just go back to this Sheila Gunn Reid tweet. Sheila Gunn Reid, as you probably know, is with Rebel News and has been for a long time. I have a ton of respect for Sheila Gunn Reid. Sheila Gunn Reid says this after she saw Tamara Leach put out this notification. Sheila Gunn Reid says, "Is this the same Dagny Pawlak now doing media for the convoy? If it is, she didn't just work for Marco Mendocino's campaign. She went to the United States to help Obama win. Tamara, be careful." And here is a tweet from the Ontario Young Liberals from 2012 saying, "Check out the activist for influence for info on the OLP AGM and a message from Dagny Pawlak about Canadians for Obama." And you can look back at Dagny's timeline. She's a liberal through and through. So what the heck? They're saying that they have a brand new team member, Dagny Pawlak, and she is one of the official spokespeople, not any of the people they've been working with for a while now. What is that? Okay, and also, there's somebody else who made a video, and he says, you're probably going to be mad at me. It's this guy, Raging Dissident. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this person. So forgive me. But I want to play you a couple of minutes of his rant, and then I'll link to the full in the description box so you can go see the whole thing. I think it's 5 minutes and something long. Because he can clearly see the problems here too.
Okay, so just watching some of this press conference here, and I'm going to say some things now that is going to upset a lot of people. You're not going to like it, as is often the case when something is true. It's you know, what I believe to be true, and there's a lot of reasons for that. So this originally started, the GoFundMe was Tamara Lick, I understand, who was a Maverick Party person, a Western separatist. That party ran candidates only in areas where it wouldn't hurt the Conservative Party. It had Jay Hill installed as a leader after Peter Downing was ousted. And Jay Hill was a Stephen Harper guy. Now, you know, whatever that means to you is whatever it means to you. Shortly after that, B.J. Dichter gets involved. B.J. Dichter is a Conservative Party operative. B.J. Dichter is the guy that was the LGB Tory campaign guy. He was, the manager of many, many prominent online political commentators in Canada, YouTube personalities, and this kind of thing. Now he's on there. He's doing all the talking, and he's saying, the liberals, liberal this, liberal that, liberal this. Well, let me tell you this, BJ and everybody else out there, in case you forgot, because I didn't forget, the Conservatives said absolutely zero this entire time as businesses were destroyed, as the mandates were bought in. You know what the Conservative Party said? It said it's time to get vaccinated. It's time to, you know, do what you're told. And now all of a sudden the Conservative Party is your friend, is it? Is this the same Conservative Party that brought in the you can be held 14 days without charges now? The same one that sold out our energy industry to the Chinese and signed the FIPA agreement with Stephen Harper and all this kind of stuff. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Is that what's going on? And he's admitted to talking to the Liberal Party. It's like, we're talking to other parties and not the ones that you think. Who do you think they're talking about? They're not, I know for a fact, they're not talking to Max Bernier or Randy Hillier. So who are you talking about? Okay. This Dagny character is involved now. And that person is Marco Mendocino's campaign manager. That guy was just on, I just watched him last night or the night before, calling us all terrorists, essentially, in the House of Commons. So the government's got its hooks into this, you know, six ways from Sunday right now. And people need to be aware of this. They are going to, they're hijacking this populist movement as a means to, ride the wave into power. I mean, listen, I like Pierre. I like a lot of what he says and what he does, but let's face facts here. Where were you 6 months ago, Pierre? Where were you a year ago? Why did it take you 2 years to find a spine and find a backbone and say something about what's right and what's wrong in this country? Why did it take you this long to apparently care about the rights and, freedoms of Canadians? Because, look at this big populist movement I can all of a sudden conveniently take advantage of. Where was the Conservative Party then? Crickets, nothing, nada. We had nobody. What we did have was Max Bernier and Randy Hillier this entire time, and everybody else working at the PPC for 2 years and longer, okay? They've never changed the message. They've never changed the platform. They've been saying the same things this entire time, and that's why I've been supporting them. I don't like liars. I don't like two-faced, schemers. And that's what the Conservative Party is. And that's what it always has been. And now you're seeing a Conservative Party operative hijack this entire thing and make it seem like, well, it's the Liberal Party. And if you just get the Conservatives in here, we got to get rid of these Liberals. We got to get the libs out. Got to get the libs out. Are you kidding me? We just did this in Nova Scotia. We just did this. Remember Tim Houston and we're going to vote it because we don't want the vax pass. And what did you get? You got a vax pass. These legacy establishment politicians are not your friend. They don't care about you. They care about themselves, and they don't see this. They don't listen to what they say. They don't see this as like, oh, what a beautiful thing, these hardworking Canadians, whatever. They don't see that. They see opportunity. They see an opportunity to seize power for themselves, and they're taking full advantage of it, and they're taking full advantage of all the people out there that are naive to who these people really are and what they're really up to. Now, I'm probably going to catch a lot of shit for saying this. I don't care. It's true.
In the rest of the video, he talks about politics in Alberta with this Wexit movement, which is the West will exit from Canada. So if you want to hear the rest of it, please go and watch that. But strong words. And like he said, you're taking a big chance here. And none of us, I don't think anybody wants to derail this movement. That would be an absolute tragedy. I don't want that to happen. That's why I'm very nervous about making this video, quite frankly, for a number of reasons. Because what we have to keep perspective on is this is a tiny group of people who are acting very untrustworthy. They don't represent the whole movement. They should never, this should not derail our enthusiasm. It should not derail Canadians, but it's a big problem in a way because they have this $10 million now through GiveSendGo. I would like to read you the questions that I sent to Tamara Leach. Leach. She pronounces it Leach. And they're based on that notice that they put out saying there's only official spokespeople and also the press conference, which I'll go into in a minute, maybe. These are the questions that I put out based on those two things. Can you explain how the $1 million released by GoFundMe was distributed to the truckers? Before they got hijacked, before the GoFundMe got taken offline, apparently Tamara and BJ had already released $1 million. I want to know the details of that. Who got that money? Is there any way they can prove that they gave that money out? All right, that's number one. Number two, why did you declare that only four people from the convoy team may speak to the press? I feel I must be missing something. Who are you distancing yourselves from and why? Question three, on your list of approved spokespeople, you included a name that was unfamiliar to anyone following the convoy story. Who is Dagny Pollack? From what I can find out about her, she is a liberal political operative, an activist. Question four, I listened to the presser yesterday and noticed that the only time the convoy was addressed was during the Q&A. And that's not quite fair. They had their counsel, legal counsel there, and he did talk for a few minutes about what happened in the courtroom when the judge ordered honking to cease. Remember that? Honking had a 10-day injunction placed against it. The lawyer talked about the courtroom and what really happened there for a few minutes. But other than that, during the actual press conference, before the Q&A, nothing about the truckers, their demands, their needs, what the political class is doing in response, nothing of substance was mentioned at all. Okay, so the follow-up to that question about the presser is, why was the focus on Gadsad's book, Google Translate, BJ's personal fight with the press, and Bitcoin? That's what they talked about in their whole presser until the Q&A. It was bizarre and very concerning. Like, these aren't people that should be running a movement. They are totally focused on generating money. They talked about how they're hooking up with Dave Rubin's locals to do another fundraiser on another platform. They talked a lot, most of the time, about Bitcoin, and it was so disturbing. He said he sat down with some unnamed, and he didn't have permission to name these people. He said he sat down with some famous Bitcoin YouTubers who walked him through it, and they set him up with an account. And that account is already over $800,000 or 800,000 Bitcoin. I don't know how it works. And what he said was that this was going to be used for a legal fund, defensive and offensive. And then he went on to say that he has a database that he's been keeping of every negative thing said about him. So this, he's asking you to give him your Bitcoin so that he can fight his own personal reputation protecting lawsuits. It's just like, Honestly, guys, because I have such faith in this movement and the Canadian people. And I know the momentum of this movement, and that's very important to keep up. And I feel a bit faint bringing you this news. Feel a bit faint. That's why I'm stumbling over my words. Okay, and I need water. Because I'm very nervous. All right. Next question I asked. Do you think it is in keeping with the movement's focus to educate people about Bitcoin and introduce a new Bitcoin fundraiser, especially when BJ said that it's mostly going towards the planned lawsuits, which will be about him suing to defend his own reputation? Right. They have people on the ground, apparently, this is what they said, going around to each individual trucker and educating them about Bitcoin and then telling them they'll give them Bitcoin if they go through the process right there and then of signing up for a wallet. Like, in case you don't know, a wallet is a digital holder thingy of your fake invisible number money. Does this sound like a good use of their time? And does it sound kind of like what the World Economic Forum would want rather than what rural, hardworking Canadians would want? Like, if you want to have Bitcoin and invest in it and play that market, I don't care. Do it. You're free to do it. I'm not trying to end Bitcoin. I'm trying to show the disconnect here. Whereas the group with Randy Hillier and Maxime Bernier and the doctors and Bruce Party, etc., and Henry Hildebrandt, they're going around, they're focusing on the needs of the people. The normal people who have lost jobs, who don't want to have vaccines, who are afraid of being injured. They made so many good points in that press conference yesterday, the Maxime Bernier one, the Randy Hillier one. That's what I thought this movement was about. And I think that's what the truckers and the farmers and the tow truck drivers and everybody involved, all the civilians who have come along and lent their support in all kinds of ways, like the diner owners who are feeding the truckers, putting themselves at risk, going to expense, you know, in Coutts, in the Coutts area and that. That's what the movement is to me. So to hear these guys, these opportunists, go through and try to use this captive audience, because you realize the truckers are a captive audience, to try to give them this phony libertarian utopia with Bitcoin that will free us all, to give them the sales pitch while they're stuck down there and vulnerable, while they know their $10 million that should be being dispersed to them is for some reason being hoarded by these four people. All right. You see what I mean, though? Very upsetting. Okay. My next question was, what do you think is the benefit to the truckers, farmers, and Canadian supporters to have a team of Bitcoin reps going around trying to get truckers to sign up for a wallet? As I just covered. Yeah, people are worried about their normal on-the-ground income, their families. They don't need to be dragged into crypto. They need normal level support, not New World Order type digital stuff. Next question. Both BJ and Nick. Nick was a guy who was brought into the Q&A, brought into the press conference to explain to the crowd what crypto is and why it's so great. Bitcoin, why it's so great, why it's so freeing and liberating. And then for some reason, in spite of the fact that he's not listed on these four people as spokespersons, official spokespersons, BJ let him sit there through the whole Q&A and answer a whole bunch of questions that had nothing to do with Bitcoin. Because in the Q&A, nobody asked about Bitcoin. People want to know what's happening on the ground with the truckers, with the police, with the supply issue. Are they cold? Are they okay? Who's looking out for them? Has any politician come forward that's in the official government or in the opposition to speak with them? They want to know this type of stuff. They don't want to know how Bitcoin will set you free. Next question. Both BJ and Nick, what's his last name, by the way? He refused to give it. Denied that they were experts on Bitcoin. Both of these guys deferred to this nameless group of popular Bitcoin YouTubers and said they were really the guiding force behind this. So I ask her, can you explain? Who are these people? What's going on with them? So as I said, I asked her these questions in good faith. Don't you want the answer to those questions? I do, but I won't be the one to get them because instead of being committed to free speech like these guys say they are, they treated me exactly like the Trudeau government is treating them. Censored, ignored, and they even took away part of my business, part of the way I support myself when they got me banned from Twitter. I do a lot of my research on Twitter for the most up-to-date information. And I also get the word out about the World Economic Forum, etc. Yes, I had to pretend I was someone else. Yes, I was technically breaking the Twitter rules. But for these guys who say they're in a freedom convoy, committed to free speech, committed to transparency. It's all over their stupid letter that they wrote. They actually were just as tyrannical as the government, impeding my ability to do my job because they didn't want to answer my questions. Wow. That's scorched earth. They didn't just block me or ignore me or try to answer me. I'm pretty upset about the whole thing. I mean, I can survive without Twitter. I can glance in with an account to just find information. That's fine. I can do that. But guys, I need you to realize how dirty and underhanded they're being. And let me show you the names again. These are the people that say they control the movement now, and they control the $10 million Give, Send, Go, plus more fundraisers that they're starting all over the place with Bitcoin and with Dave Rubin's locals. Benjamin Dichter, Tamara Lick or Leach, Chris Barber, and Dagny Pollack. Those four people, I wouldn't trust them with anything going forward. I wouldn't send another penny to any of their fundraisers. I'm sorry to say this, but I looked it up before I came on here and started making this video to see if I could recommend that you try to get a refund from GiveSendGo. And GiveSendGo says that they immediately disperse the funds to the bank accounts of the people who have created the fundraiser. So guess where your money is right now? Why aren't they dispersing it? Do you know for sure that they dispersed any of that first $1 million? If you do, please write to me, polystg@protonmail.com. Write to me there. Put trucker received funds in the subject line and let me know how and for what. Please, because I don't want to spread rumors. But I'm just asking the question. And she obviously, or BJ, or one of these four people did not want me to ask these questions. And they did not want to answer them. Let me just check my notes. Okay, I think I covered everything that I wanted to cover, but let me just reiterate once again. The Maxime Bernier, Randy Hillier, doctors, lawyers, truckers group that give press conferences on their own. They are not involved in what I just said. I have faith in them still. And I don't want the movement and the momentum to be derailed. Because this is really something that we've got going here. It cannot be denied. You can't get refunds from the Give, Send, Go, unfortunately. But you can stop donating to them. And I think you should. I'm really sorry to say it. Because what we've seen here, by the way, here's another one more point and then I'll sign off. The irony, but it's a beautiful lesson, okay? It's a painful lesson, but it's a beautiful lesson. There's a lot of people out there consider themselves anarchists or libertarians. They believe that we can all do well without government. This thing that just happened with B.J. Dichter and Tamara Leach shows you exactly what would happen in a libertarian or anarchist landscape. The people with the money grab the power. And that's what they're trying to do right now. You see, you think, oh no, we'd all just look out for each other. It'd be a grand world. And the bad guys would get taken down by the good people who would en masse go and get them and eliminate them from society. And we could just, you know, if someone was trying to steal from us, we would just go, stop them because we don't have government. We can just do it ourselves and we're strong and we'll just take down these attempted criminals. Doesn't look very much like that, does it? It looks like the smarmiest, most deceitful criminals will win because the good people weren't expecting that. All right. And that's it. Good people of Canada, we still have this movement. We still have our heart. We just have to recognize the snakes and get rid of them. Sorry to say it. Honk, honk. Keep it up, truckers. Coast to coast. I am with you. You are doing amazing things. We are being so brave. I am so inspired by you. All right. Thank you for being here, everybody. Thank you for putting up with my jumble of thoughts. If you'd like to support me, you can send me a gift through the donation button on amazingpolly.net. I wonder if BJ is vindictive enough to try to go after me there. I hope not, but we'll see. If I disappear, you know who it was. It was the Freedom Convoy 2022 self-appointed organizers. Those guys. Probably. Okay, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. AmazingPolly.net. Like, subscribe, comment. And until next time, peace out.